Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. This is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Bet. That's chapter 112. This perek very much picks up where the last one left off. Perek Kuf Yud Aleph, our previous perek, ended with Yiras Hashem Sechel Tov L'chal Osehem Tilaso Omedes La'ad, speaking the praises of one who fears God. As Rashi pointed out at the start of the previous perek, chapter 111, that and ours, chapter 112, are both prakim that are composed in the order of the Aleph Bet. As we spoke in the first perek, that indicates a certain chashivut, a certain significance, a certain orderliness and comprehensive quality to the perek. In addition, as Rashi points out, this being a peer according to that order, according to that sequence, Harishon midabel b'shivcho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'asheni misapel b'shivcho shel Tzadik. Whereas Perek Kuf Yud Aleph, the Perek we learned together yesterday, speaks the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, today's Perek 112, Kuf Yud Bet, speaks the praise of the Tzadik, who is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Proof being, of course, in the very opening, where in Pasuk Aleph we start with Hallelujah, praise God. But before we actually praise God, we begin with Ashrei Ish Yareat Hashem. We begin with praising the man who fears God. And as the Mitzudot points out, Ki hadavar hazeh yechashev hilul l'Hashem. A man or woman who is God-fearing itself is the greatest living praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this world, where we don't bump into Hashem, at least according to our senses, we can often see Him through the faces of those who most revere Him. And the ones who, when they're walking and talking and going about life, point through their very presence to the existence of a greater force, to the existence of their closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so, in this couple, the last perek spoke of God. This perek speaks of the one who fears God, who is again the testament and the living example of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. And again, every perek is the pairing of two letters of the Aleph Bet. As we said, Ashrei Ish Yareat Hashem, praiseworthy is the man who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'mitzvosav chafetz me'or, and very much desires, chases the mitzvot, as the Radak says, and tries to accomplish them and fulfill them with all of his resources. How does that play out, brought in Sefer Chassidim? When we love the mitzvot, when we chase the mitzvot, we don't just do the mitzvot, but we actually actively daven for the opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We spend much money not just to get the mitzvah done, but to enhance it and do it in the most beautiful way possible. We encourage or help others to fulfill the mitzvot. These are the behaviors of the person who is b'mitzvosav chafetz me'od. Pasuk bet, gibor ba'aretz yezar'o. Such a person is not only ashrei, is not only fortunate, but even further, his children, the next generation, will be giborim. The impact, the effect of the life this person lives is not only for his own lifespan, but even after him, in ever-increasing ripples, his children become giborim, become the strong ones. Dor yisharim yivorach, his entire generation becomes blessed because of the impact he has. As the Vilna Gaon explains, this is not necessarily a reward, but it's very much just the natural overflow of a person who is b'mitzvosav chafetz me'or. The Yirat Shamayim overflows on the children around him. More overflows to the entire generation, all of whom benefit from the presence of such a person in their midst. Hon va'osha b'veso, v'tzidkaso omedes la'ad. The pasuk here speaks of the wealth and the riches in the house of the person who fears God, and the charity he does that lasts forever. Now, not knowing where all of us have traveled, in my side of the world, it is not the most righteous people who have the most stuff. generally speaking. We don't see the vast wealth spilling out of the closets of the biggest tzaddikim. As Rav Hirsch explains this, it's not necessarily currency. It's not necessarily stuff that fills the righteous person. But on the other hand, it's an attitude. It's the attitude of the righteous person who believes that that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him is enough. There's true contentment in his home, no matter how much money there actually is. And it is this attitude of contentment and of satisfaction that is the hon, the wealth of such a person. Now that is, of course, for the time being, in this world, v'tzidkaso omed es la'ad, as the Radak says, and the merit of the tzedakah he does lasts forever la'olam haba. We pick up here with the letter Zayin in Pasuk Dalet, verse 4. Zarach b'choshech ol la'yesharim. In the darkness, he is a light that shines for the upright. And as Rashi points out, the correct conjugation here should be hizriach, he sheds light. But the more direct here is zarach, he shines. This person, this Yarei Hashem, becomes the light because chanun v'rachum v'tzadik. At a very base level, he himself is compassionate, merciful, righteous. But again, to the comment of Rev Hirsch, the light of this person's attitude is a brightness for all those who are surrounding this person. Because again, it is his attitude. He or she, no matter what the circumstances, no matter the darkness there may be, perceives HaKadosh Baruch Hu as compassionate, merciful, righteous. Pasuk Hey, letter Tet. Tov Ish Choneinu Malveh. Good is the man who is compassionate, who lends money to others. Yichalkel Dvarav B'Mishpat. This is a generous person, a philanthropic person. He gives tzedakah, he lends money to those who are embarrassed to ask for a handout. But everything is done, yichalkel dvarav bimishpat. He is careful and prudent in how he apportions these gifts and is not in any way reckless with the way he gives. Ki le'olam lo yimot, he will never falter. Lezeche olam yetzadik, and is not only again in his own lifetime, but even after his death, the remembrance of this person as a tzaddik continues. Pasuk Zayin is one that's particularly dear to me. Mishmu ara'a lo yira, nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. As the Radak explains, this very upstanding Jew we're speaking of does not become afraid from evil tidings or bad news because Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. His heart is firm. He's not trusting in his money. He's not relying on other people who may fail him. But because he is nachon libo, his heart is firm, batuach b'Hashem, and he is believing and relying in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does not falter. He's not afraid. I have a personal history and connection to this particular pasuk. My grandmother, my mother's mother, Machla Folger, Alea Shalom, was a survivor of the Holocaust. She was a child, a young woman at liberation, and she and her brother were the only survivors of a beautiful family of 10. Later in her life, after having built a beautiful life, a beautiful family, my grandmother, Alea Shalom, merited to have her great-great-grandchildren sitting on her lap, and she was good and proud, and has a beautiful family of Shomrei Torah Mitzvot, of which she was tremendously proud. She went to speak at one point, and she wasn't a Rebbetzin, and she didn't give many speeches, and she never pontificated about what happened then and how she became who she was. She more just laughed and was so happy at what Hashem had given her. At one point, though, she was brought to share her Holocaust experiences with a class of 12th grade girls in the Five Towns in New York. One of these young women asked my grandmother, "What did you hold on to in Auschwitz that kept you firm, that kept you strong?" My grandmother thought for a moment and said, well, my father, Alav HaShalom, who was a Talmid Chacham in the little town, the little village in which they lived, he was the Malamid, the teacher of the others, the teacher of Torah, she said, and my grandmother never had a formal Jewish education. He taught my grandmother that every person has a pasuk that corresponds to their name, that begins and ends with the same letter of their name. My grandmother's name was Machla, started with a mem, ended with a hey. The pasuk she held on to, that connected her to her father, Alav HaShalom, that she said every single day in Auschwitz, was this pasuk. Mishmu'a ra'a lo yira, nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. The person who is firm in his trust in Hashem will never be afraid. And said my Babi, this is what I held on to in Auschwitz. And I know, and her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren all knew, that my grandmother continued to say this pasuk every single day until the end of her life. It was a pasuk she lived, that she embodied, that she passed down to all the rest of us. Mishmu'a ra'a lo yira, nachon libo batuach b'Hashem. Continuing, pasuk chet, which is the pasuk that begins with the letter samach in the Aleph Beis, samuch libo lo yira. His heart is steadfast. He is reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the extent that, as the Radak says, ad asher yirevit sarav, his faith is strong even before he sees judgment brought upon those who torment him. Before he sees Yad Hashem making things right, his faith is strong. Pasuk Tet, Pizar Nasan Le'evyonim, he spread out distributions, tzedakah, to those who are poor. Tzidkaso Omedas La'ar, his charity endures forever. Karno Tarum B'chavod, and his pride is exalted with glory. Pizar Nasan Le'evyonim, as the Rikhyun says, if Pizar, he gave out generously to many, many, many people, then that became a habit, which means, Tzidkaso Omedas La'ar, it became a habit that became part of him and becomes something he's habituated to and regular to continue throughout his life. And if so, Karno Tarum B'Kavod, his pride is exalted with glory. Rasha Yir'eh V'Cha'as, the wicked person sees the beautiful life of this magnificent human being who in his very face and in the way he walks and the way he acts reflects the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he is angered and he is jealous. Shinav Yacharok V'Namas, he gnashes his teeth and he melts away. Ta'avas Rishaim Toved, eventually all his planning and all his scheming will come to naught, because no plan of the Rasha can ever harm or hurt the Tzaddik. Eventually the ambition of the wicked shall perish. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmat, Helen Maskovitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Sheirat HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.